everybody, and welcome to the Wench Bench. My name is Allison.
And my name is Fonda. We are two friends who love to talk about fabulous fictional females.
This podcast is all about discussing the characters who have inspired and shaped us, and learning about ones we may not have discovered yet.
Throughout the show, we will even invite friends to discuss their favorite characters and how they impacted their life.
We'll also be chatting about how these women affected us emotionally and mentally, and hope that it will inspire our listeners to have those kinds of discussions too, maybe even with us.
We're talking movies, comic books, TV, fables, novels, podcasts, basically wherever a fictional and female character can be found. We'll get into the good, the bad, and the everything in between.
Now, for a little bit about us. We're both Canadian, and we were in different high schools when we met at our part-time job at a movie theater.
It's there that we discovered our mutual love for comic books and movies. Duh, we were at a movie theater. And the friendship just blossomed from there. Now, how about you tell me about yourself, Allison?
I'm an electrician by day and a nerdy feminist by night. I love books, movies, and comics, etc., etc. I even met my husband in our local comic book store. We have an absolutely adorable fur baby named Dutch, and we love to play tabletop games and paint miniatures together. Now it's your turn. Who is Fonda?
Oh boy. Well, I am a teacher during the week and a geek-enthused 90s child in the evenings and weekends. I have a lot of interests, so it's hard just to say a few, but I genuinely love tabletop RPG games, creative pursuits, and watching my husband play video games. Now, you may be wondering, what is a wench bench?
Well, according to Urban Dictionary, it is a gathering place for women who are either associated with, related to, or attached to a member of the Viking table. Discussions at the wench bench, while determined by its occupants, are generally centered around topics of feminine interest and would be of little interest to men at the Viking table.
Now we know that's a little exclusionary to the men out there who like their powerhouse women, so we're going to do our best to make the discussions as inclusive and intersectional as we can.
We will be releasing an episode every 2 weeks beginning on March 8th. This podcast will contain some swears, so you have been warned. You will be able to find us on Simplecast and eventually Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can find us on all the social medias at WenchBenchPod. We do hope you find us and join our conversations about the characters that we're discussing, as we would love to hear from you about your experiences, feelings, and even suggestions. It's always good to get some new perspectives. We're hoping to create something fun and positive in a world that can sometimes get you down.
And we hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy making it. Now, here are a few clips from
The Wench Bench.
Well, actually, because she's a woman and because not only that, but she's a disgraced woman on top of everything. So it's like extra horrible.
Oh, a disgraced woman, you say. Oh, it makes so much more sense now. Oh, okay.
My guts eat themselves, but hey, at least I have telepathy, so.
Do you know who else is the loose end?
Don't. Allison, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Yes, I am the evil villain.
For the fucking life of me, I could not find out what happens after that.
What?
That's it. That's the end of the fucking story.
He thinks she can't do anything, and then her eyes just like blast him with green energy. Awesome. And I'm like, yes.
She's wearing like a battle skirt with this like gold sash and like a crop top, and her whole belly is showing, but she's got this like killer pair of abs.
She just dropped a bomb on his ass.
Yes.
Oh my god. Allison!
I don't want to see my own speedo, but my point stands.
She goes, the only thing I'll be waving is your decapitated head on a stick in front of your weeping mother.
Very much using gender stereotypes to her advantage.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Nobody would expect this unassuming professor to be this sexy lady of the night. Fighting crime.
Fighting crime and whatnot.
No, I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man. I must do the manly things.
and you don't get to.
Energy. I'm just saying.
My hands are tied. She's just got to wear slutty clothes.
She's got to wear slutty clothes. It's stupid.
The whole tone of the movie felt way too Hallmark. And
even Dutch is upset. Yeah, even Dutch is in the very background upset. Is just...
He's very upset about Mulan, too.
Yeah, but at least on her own planet, everybody's wearing skimpy clothes. You know, it's... Yeah. It's not equality.
It's equality. Everyone is sexually...
Oh, Phasma, you stone cold bitch!
Because there's like a bikini sports version, too, and it's just
Puck
like...
off!
I know! I'm like, why?
Stop, Fonda! Specifically you!
I'm sorry.
But like you just said, it boils down to writing a fucking human being.
Yes.
How do we write people? We write them like people. This is a revelation. I'm fucking... the title of this episode is not what makes a well-written female character, but what makes a well-written human character.
Yeah. I mean, another...
The power of friendship.
The power of friendship. I am such a bitch for the power of friendship. I fucking love it. I live for it.
Thanks for listening. Bye.